I really like cones.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Cones.
All right, it's just after 5 o'clock, which means it's time for some good news, bad news. Let's do it.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, let's do some good news, bad news, where I give you the good news of a story. Sarah in Darien. You're just going to try and guess the bad, okay?
All right.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's a young Colombian entrepreneur that's making a lot of money. He found a really great business model. What's the bad news of that story?
It is an illegal activity.
That would be a bad thing. However, it's actually what he's doing is totally legal. However, he is making hundreds of dollars a day selling bottles of air from his home city. So, while that sounds ridiculous, it's actually a tried and true business model. So, I don't know if you know that people have been selling fresh air in a can to countries with high levels of pollution. And he lives in a city in Colombia that's known as the City of Eternal Spring because it's pleasant climate all year round. So, he's been selling bottles of the air and shipping it all over the world. People are like, yeah, I want that.
All right. I guess as long as it's clean and smells good.
I mean, at least it could be like the OnlyFans girl that like toots in the bottle and sells it. Like there's something in there, I feel like, right?
Oh.
No? Worse? Okay, that's worse. Never mind. Ignore me. Forget I said anything.
Okay.
All right. I have to address something.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Your estimated wait time is 2 weeks.
Everything. Can we get them on the phone?
Last week, I started a bit that I thought would be fun to do together, you and me, called Can We Get Them on the Phone? Where we're going to throw some celebrities' names out and just see who we can get on the phone. I was like, let's start with local celebrities, work my way up. Maybe we can get The Rock eventually. Like, that's the goal, right? The Rock is probably the pinnacle. He's probably the tallest person we know. So I want to do it again. And get another celebrity. Last week, we got from ABC, Ryan Cheverini on, and we got him in a day. And I got some of your suggestions. But all the texts are gone, and I don't have any of your suggestions left. My wife had a good idea. She's like, why don't you, because I was very overwhelmed with how many people wanted to get different celebrities. She's like, why don't you get just like 12? Put them on a wheel, and you spin, and you got to get that person, and then you move on to the next one. That's a great idea. Perfect. First problem, we don't have a wheel. Here at the station, they literally sold everything, I think, during the pandemic, trying to find some money. So I bought a wheel. I got one on Amazon. This is Scotty's wheel that we'll use probably for everything so I get my money's worth. But I'm going to need some names of celebrities to put on it. And when we get those names on there, we will do everything we can to see if we can get that celebrity on the phone. We're talking tweeting. We're talking emailing PR people. Use the power of the social world we live in to find those celebrities to see eventually work our way up to. I think The Rock is the number one person. So we got to work our way up to that. So here's what I want you to do. Like I said, this is you and I working together. Text 44995 or you can call 312-946-4995. I need some celebrities that we want to put on the list that we will eventually try to get on the phone during the show. Okay? Who do you want to hear on the show? Who do you want to possibly be connected with? Okay, 312-946-4995, or text those names right now to 44995. I'll read off, throw your name in there so I can read off your name too. You know, this has been a long time coming. I just keep forgetting. So let me do this before I forget again. You know, we're about to play Get All Three, the three trivia questions that if you don't get all three, they stick in, they go on and on. Well, what I'd like to do is throw your questions into the mix. So maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you just got a random trivia in your head. Your favorite piece of information. Tell me your name, where you're from, and text it to 44995 so that when we do the questions, I can be like, oh, Miss Christine from Orland Park. This is her question, okay? So text 44995. If you have just a great piece of trivia that you love, could be anything, or you're a teacher, it has to do with something that you teach regularly. It could be kindergarten, could be college. I don't care. We all have different learning curves, okay? Just understand it. Text them to 44995. We'll use them on the show. I'll collect them all. And we'll do that as we move forward. But today, we already got our questions locked in place. And we're going to see if Sarah from Darien can get all three questions. If she doesn't, they're going to you. Sarah, you ready to jump in and take them all on?
Sounds good.
Question one. White Sox manager Tony La Russa will be out indefinitely undergoing medical testing. How old is Tony?
77.
Okay, and question two. Let's do some seventh grade trivia, since that's the grade my son's in. How many bones does the human body have?
206.
All right, hold on right there, and I'm going to get you question three. Just about 6 minutes away. Two songs away, you'll get question three and find out how to win those Cody Johnson tickets here on US 99. Here's Parmalee. Way to do it.
Can you get all three?
About to find out. Well, Sarah and Darian knock out all three questions. She answered questions one and two just moments ago. But if she doesn't get all three, the same questions, they're going to stick. Go on for it. They live another day and they'll go to you. If not, or if she does get all three, I got three brand new questions for you. Either way, get your phone ready and ready to play. 312-946-4995. Sarah, you ready to jump in, take on question three?
Sounds good.
Question three. 45% of women base their impression of another woman on her what?
Shoes.
All right. Sarah and Darian, you got all three. Congratulations.
Woo!
Well done. You super smart. Now, did you hear the questions before?
Yes, I did.
And did that help?
For the last one. Yeah.
For the last one. See, that's what I'm talking about. No matter what, it's like it's going to help you if you hear the questions once before. It's always easier for somebody else to do some of the work.
Exactly.
All right. You hold on 1 second for me, okay?
All right.
I got three brand new questions for you. And again, you could always text your trivia questions if you have them and your name, where you're from, or what you teach to 44995. We'll use them on the show. But if you want to take a shot at all three questions, brand new ones, caller 19, you're going to play. 312-946-4995. All right, tell me this. Is this cat talking?
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm just kidding. That one's Old Dominion. I don't know if you remember Old Dominion put out their whole album in meows. The best thing you'll ever listen to in your life. But there is a cat that has gone viral. And now I usually roll my eyes at these kind of things because I'm like, oh, it's usually like a husky and those dogs talk all the time. And it sounds like some kind of moaning that people are like, oh, that was a word. They did it. Or maybe it was a baby and you just want them to speak so bad. You're like, she did it. She said encyclopedia. She's 4 weeks old. All right, but this cat legit had me going, hold up. All right, I'm going to play it for you. Pay close attention. Is this cat saying hello?
Hello. Hello.
Did you hear that? One more time.
Hello.
Here it comes.
Hello.
What? That cat sounds like it's saying hello. But in the video, this cat looks you dead in the eyes when it does it. I'm going to send the video right to your phone so you can decide for yourself, okay? Text cat to 44995. C-A-T. Cat to 44995. So you can decide for yourself, and I'll get you those Cody Johnson tickets also coming up here about 4:30. Cat, 44.995. So we're gonna play a little game. Jessica in Crown Point, you're caller 19. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. So Jessica, I don't know if you heard yesterday. I played this game with my niece and nephews this weekend. I was like, hey, it's good enough for them. It's good enough for us. And it's super fun because it can get really interesting and trip you up on things that you thought you knew, but you don't really know. It's called Chicken or the Egg. Basically, a game of which came first. So I'll give you three choices here, and you're just to tell me, or three different scenarios, you tell me which one of the things in those scenario came first, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go. First of all, what came first, women in space or man on the moon?
Man on the moon?
You are wrong. The first woman to fly in space was a Soviet cosmonaut, and that was in 1963, and Neil Armstrong didn't step on the moon until 1969. All right, we got two more. What came first, Hostess Twinkies or Hostess Cupcakes?
Cupcakes.
Girl knows her snacks. I love it. Twinkies were actually invented here in Chicagoland area in Schiller Park in 1930, but the cupcake first sold in 1919. Last one. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Which came first, Mary Had a Little Lamb or Happy Birthday to You?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Wow. You were correct. You got it. You're going to see Cody Johnson. Congratulations. November 9th at the Now Arena in the Hoffman Estates. Yeah, Mary Had a Little Lamb started in 1893, while Happy Birthday was added later on in the late 1800s.
Okay.
Over 30 Thank years you. After that. So go ahead, give me a little Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I don't know how to say it anymore.
That's get you all that. I was just curious if you were going to do it or not. Which came first, you hanging up or punching Scotty in the face? Not sure.
Neither.
Okay, hold on one second. It's just after 5 o'clock. Time to do some good news, bad news.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Colette, you're in Oak Lawn. You want to do some good news, bad news, where I give you the good news of a story and you try to guess the bad, okay?
Sure.
The good news of the story is that there's a family of four that ended up having this wonderful, great day at Universal Studios together. Nothing really went wrong during the day. What's the bad news of that story, Colette?
They got home and were sick from all the food.
That's my style. I like that you think that way because I would eat everything I could possibly find too, right? That's the fun part about going to Disney or as an adult is like, you don't have to ask your parents for what to get something. You get everything, right?
Yes.
Well, that's not the bad news of this story, however. The bad news of this story is that it was a one-day trip that cost them $1,113 because that's how expensive it is to take your family for one day to an amusement park. It was $483,
oh
right, for the tickets, plus an additional $396 for the fast passes. Then it was like $62 for lunch, $42 for souvenirs, $36 for dinner, $27 to park, $21 for breakfast, $19 for ice cream, $19 for drinks, and a $4 coffee to keep Dad sane and alive.
Oh, my God.
$1,100 for one day.
That's outrageous.
Nothing like a great date to realize that you're dating someone wrong. TOS 99 Chicago's Country Station is Scotty. I realize I'm dating my wife the wrong way. And I'll explain in a second, but we went on a date on Saturday. And I learned during that date that I was dating her the wrong way. And I learned that partly because of this story. If you haven't seen this, it caught me off guard. But I saw this story about a couple that goes on dates while doing DoorDash. And they figure, hey, we'll spend time together. We'll make money and we'll do it and we'll have a good time. And it'll be great. We don't have to worry about paying our bills because that's what we're doing. So they're in the car delivering food and doing DoorDash together. And so I won't tell you my opinion on that yet, but what happened Saturday on our date completely changed my opinion about this. So what I do want to do, before I tell you what I realized and how I feel like I've been dating my wife the wrong way, I want to know your thoughts on the DoorDash date, right? So you have date night, you hop in the car, you turn on the phone, and you start delivering food. Driving around could be fun, music's on, but you're also focused on making money at the same time and driving and working. So I want to know, would a date that involved work like that be acceptable to you? Maybe you got two kids, and maybe it's a date night that you haven't had in months. Is the DoorDash date acceptable to you? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. And I'll tell you what happened that completely changed my opinion on this. Okay, 312-946-4995. So I told you I feel like I've been dating my wife the wrong way. All right. And some of it had to do with the couple that I saw on social media that did their date nights doing DoorDash together. Lisette, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, Lisette, before I get to why I think I've been dating my wife the wrong way, what do you think about the DoorDash date?
You know, we've actually done it, not for DoorDash, but for Shipt. And I actually think that it's very refreshing because you know you're not spending money, but you can still kind of, like, it creates that scenario for you to have something to talk about or, like, you know, make stories up of who you're delivering to.
That's fine.
So it's weird, but if you're both making money, and it's collective, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity, I feel like.
I think the DoorDash or the Shipt, that's a unique situation because you're in the car alone together. You have conversation, like you said, and you can come up with fun stuff. And there's not a lot of distractions other than when you drop off the items, right?
Right. And so, then, I mean, obviously one of us should, like, have the ability to drink on a job. I'm just kidding.
That's funny. I got you. Okay. So here's what I realized we've been going on quote unquote dates and I realized they weren't actually dates. Right. So the last 3 months was 3 months ago was our last real date, but we've been going to like concerts and we go into events and doing a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And most of them involved some kind of work, right? Like if I'm at the concerts, there's social media involved, there's whatever, there's work people there. So all of these things involved some kind of distraction that was work or social media related. And I was like, oh, I guess we really haven't been on a real date since our anniversary back in May. And what happened on Sunday, we went for sushi, this cute little place off Irving Park Road. But the whole day and then the rest of the night, we were disconnected. And I don't get to do that. I don't do that very often. We were disconnected from the world. Like, no social media. We weren't, you know, whatever it was. And we had the best freaking time.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, hello. Welcome to dating your spouse, Scotty. I mean, you've been doing it wrong.
I know.
I mean, it's so nice that she can accompany you at those events and stuff and partake in your career. But I do think that being able to shut your phone off and be off the clock, if you will, is a huge benefit.
Like, I realize that for the past probably year, I have been a terrible husband.
Oh my gosh, I just choked on my coffee. No, you're not. I think it's just the fact that you're social, and because I've seen your guys' Facebook, well, yours, and like all the stuff you're doing, and it's awesome. I would never think it's for work because it looks like you guys are having so much fun. But no, there's always the next weekend or the weekday to make up for it.
You gotta take time away from everything that and find time for just the two of you, and you have to do it.
There's no set way that a date night looks.
That's a great point.
There, it can look in any single way.
Yeah, that's a great point. So you got to find out what works for you and what that looks like. But any way, find time that is not for anybody but the two of you.
Justin Lynch and Dylan Scott.
Bree, you're in Bartlett. You like to travel, huh?
I do like to travel, yes.
Okay, so I've been seeing a lot. I think a lot of everybody I know actually feels like my whole timeline is covered for the past month of people that have been traveling cool places. I think people have been excited to be able to finally do that and going all over the world. And every one of them just looks amazing. Now tell me what's one of the places you thought was amazing that you traveled to?
My favorite place that I've ever traveled to would probably be Destin, Florida. It's the cutest little town. It's so much fun.
Okay, cool. You had this little small town escape.
Yes, I do. And then I'm going to Mexico next month, so I'm excited for that too.
Have you ever been somewhere that is super popular to visit and people love talking about how they went there, but it wasn't worth it?
Yes, I'd say LA. I don't know. It's very overpopulated to me.
LA's trash to me. I can't. There are certain people that love LA, and those are LA people. Like, if you're a real Chicago person, you do not like LA.
Right.
That's what I'm going to find. I'm going to find famous places that are just not worth it to visit.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah.
312-946-4995. What is a famous place that you visited and you're like, nope, not worth it. Don't waste your money. Don't go. Kelly from Burbank, a place famous to visit. Not worth it for you.
Dominican Republic is not worth going.
Oh, you had a bad experience, huh? What did you think it was going to be, and then what was it?
I thought the food was going to be like super amazing because it's like in the middle of the Caribbean, you know.
Do you think you just went to the wrong restaurant? That's a possibility. Thank you. I heard Dominican Republic is beautiful, by the way.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Mary in West Dundee, what is the a famous place to visit that's overrated?
I will say St. Martin or any island in the Caribbean other than St. Croix in the Virgin Islands.
Really?
Yes. I went to St. Croix. I actually lived there part-time for several years. And any time I went to another island, I was so disappointed. St. Croix is such an underrated island. It's gorgeous. It has world-class beaches, but you can have one to yourself versus sharing with 1,000 other people for
Interesting.
More.
Interesting. I feel like anywhere in the winter in Chicago that's called the Caribbean would be great.
Yeah. Well, that's one step for sure.
Right, gotcha, awesome. I thought people were going to be like, I went to Stonehenge and it wasn't that cool, but you all are just kind of pooping on people's cultures. Got it. Well, thank you for calling.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Just a bunch of rocks. Can we talk a little football for a second? And specifically what not to do during football. I threw this on Facebook. Now, of course, we got our hometown guy, Jimmy G, coming to town. The 49ers, noon on Sunday. Bears opening game. What to do to annoy you when football is on. All right, so what should you never do when football is on? I put it on Facebook and it blew up really fast. I like this. A lot of people said cheer for the Packers. Down for that. Anne said, my husband would say vacuum. Sounds like Anne thought that was a good time to clean the carpet. Bill said, stand in front of the TV. Yeah. Get out of the way. Move. Rhonda said, defrost the freezer with a hairdryer. That's really specific. Jason said, sing Bear Down and not know the words. Fair. But this one might be my favorite because I've never heard this explained this way before. Thomas said fansplaining. So when something happens in the game, you're like, did you see that? And then go ahead and explain what happened. You're like, yeah, I watched the same thing you did. No fansplaining. I like that. It's just after 5 o'clock, 5:05. It's time for good news, bad news.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Let's do good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of the story. And Jillian in Woodridge, you're going to try and guess the bad.
Sure.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's a woman who took one of her loved one's ashes and decided to sprinkle them in a very, very special place. It cost a lot of money. It cost about $4,000 because it was in Hawaii, but it was worth it to her to spread her loved one's ashes in the place that she wanted to. What's the bad news of that story?
It wasn't her loved one's ashes.
Whoops, switched to the morgue. That would be bad news. That's not the bad news of this story. The bad news of the story is that she spent $4,000 to go to Hawaii to scatter the ashes of her hamster. Her hamster was the loved one.
Wow. Yeah. I love my dog, but I wouldn't spend $4,000 for that.
No. I mean, I had multiple hamsters growing up. I don't know if hamsters are meant to... I don't even know where a hamsters would be other than in people's houses and pet stores. Like, where are they? In the wild?
Where in the wild are they?
Yeah. Where? Where would they be? But we had so many of them, and they kept dying, and my mom would bury them in coffee cans in the front yard. And I wonder if I went to my house, my old childhood house in Wheeling, Illinois, in Tahoe Village, if there are a bunch of coffee cans still buried in the front yard.
That's disturbing to think about.
I know, but I also kind of want to dig them up and see if they're still there.
Not creepy at all.
Especially my first hamster, whose name was MC Hamster. That's a great name. Adam, what's going on, man?
You said that you had a lot of hamsters that died.
Yeah, and my mom would bury them in the front yard in coffee cans, and we'd have a little ceremony and everything.
Bro, you know hamsters hibernate in Chicago in the wintertime, right?
Oh, you think they were just sleeping?
So a lot of times when we think the hamsters are dead, it's because they go into a natural hibernation cycle.
Stop it. So you're telling me that we buried my hamsters alive?
I did too.
You did?
And then I later found out in life that I buried hibernating hamsters.
Damn, why you gotta ruin my Friday? Adam, don't call me again.
Sorry, man.
What a whirlwind of emotions right now, all because of my dead childhood hamsters. Let me explain. So, it's Scotty. I have something I like to do on Fridays. It's called The Best Thing Someone Said to You This Week, okay? And so, it's an opportunity to get rid of all the negativity, all the negative stuff, all the boss bugging you, all the, I don't know, fantasy football drafts that didn't go well, or the dog that annoys you, whatever it is, you get rid of it all. You think about the one thing that someone said to you that made you smile. Take that positivity into the weekend. So what is the best thing someone said to you this week? 312-946-4995. I'm changing mine because right now it just happened. I got a text at 44995. So moments ago, Adam called me because I was talking about how I had a lot of hamsters that died and my mom and I would bury them in a coffee can in her front yard as a kid. And Adam called and said, they were probably just hibernating. You buried your hamsters alive. And I was like, oh my God, that just ruined my Friday. Hopefully that wasn't a thing. But the best thing someone said to me this week is whoever just texted from last four digits 0805 said he's wrong. Pet hamsters don't hibernate because they have constant food and it's not cold. Which I'm going to go with that and say it's not true. And the best thing happened to me or something that someone said to me this week was that it didn't kill my hamsters. So thank you, whoever texted that in. What is the best thing someone said to you this week? Take some positivity into a big football Bears weekend. Okay, that's what we need. What is the best thing someone said to you this week? One thing made you smile. 312-946-4995. Danielle in Oakland, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, my boyfriend's daughter said I look like I've lost weight, and then his ex-wife said that I look like a supermodel. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
The daughter, okay. And then the ex-wife, did he pay her to do that?
Nope, they were in an argument. And it just came out of her mouth.
Oh, that's so weird. Was it one of these, like, I hate you and your supermodel-looking girlfriend? That's awesome. But you must look damn good then.
I'd like to think so.
Good for you. All right.
We're going to take out my confidence.
That's what it's all about. I love that. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.